The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Happy Friday. Great to have you with us. It's Friday. You made it. You made it. You made it. Yay. Friday, April 16th. Wow. Look at this. The 16th of April. May's coming in. Pretty soon, you know what? Springtime in full swing. Summertime coming up. We got this or what? Come on. 6:05. Going down the shore? Are you going down the shore this summer? Are we all going to go down? Is that what we're doing? Swimming? Are we okay? We're vaccinated? We don't know. Now we can hear Pfizer's coming out with a third vaccine. We knew that. You know, when they gave me the vaccine, they said, you know, it's good for 6 months. And then now there's going to probably be another one. Will there always be a booster? A booster of this? I don't know. But, you know, listen, I'm going to take it. But I know a lot of folks don't want to take it, but I'm going to take it. And can we go down the shore? That's all the question I have. It is Friday. I'm ready. 6:06 on AM 970, The Answer. I got a great show for you today. James Rosen is on the show, our buddy, and the one guy that knows more about the Beatles than anybody on the planet. James Rosen, national correspondent for the Sinclair Broadcast Group. Madison Jesiota Gilbert. She put her last name on. She just got married, put her husband's last name on. Madison Jesiota Gilbert is going to join us. We'll talk about court packing and about these charges against Officer Kim Potter. Andre Saya is the mayor of Paterson, New Jersey. Paterson doing some good things. They're rebuilding a stadium that was used in what they called the Negro Leagues, and I think that is such a great idea. And Andre doing a great job in Paterson, New Jersey. You know me, my whole wheelhouse is just to help out. I love when we reach out to folks who are in what were at one time stressed areas are stressed areas now, you know, and when you try to rebuild them. I mean, that has been my mantra forever. But boy, oh boy, we're more concerned with the Mexico and Guatemala, apparently. But it's nice to see some Jersey folks doing good. Councilman Joe Borelli is going to join us, and Mike Gallagher will check in. Senator Marsha Blackburn on the show in the 9 o'clock hour. Always proud to have Marsha Blackburn. Great gal. We'll talk about court packing as well, exactly what's going on with the border down there, and this now sanctions on Russia from President Biden, which we'll chat about in a second. And then Mr. Lou Dobbs. You can hear Lou on this show in the 9 o'clock hour. He's a commentator, host of Lou Dobbs Financial Report on the Salem Radio Network, author of The Trump Century. And Lou will join us, and you're always welcome at 877-970-2999. How you doing? I sound mellow, right? I'm going to get mad about something in a second. I'll get upset about something in a second as I read down the news. Should I look at the news? How about if I don't look at the news? How about I just look at my microphone? I'll give a side look at the news. I'm afraid to look at what's breaking, what's not breaking. It's great to have you with us, and we wish you a happy Friday, and hopefully all is well. But I am concerned that Joe Biden goes after Russia. They put it out on news like, oh gosh, here's the president going after Russia. He has new sanctions against Russia because of some hacking that Russia did. To me, this is comical because China is the problem. He will not address China. The press won't press him on China. Every single question. Remember when Donald Trump was there, and I only use that as an example, but Ronald Reagan too. You know, if a non-regressive socialist is a president, they'll go after that person. The same, remember Jim Acosta, constant same question over and over again. 3-4 questions from the same reporter over and over again. They would be asking about the border now. That would be telltale now. If it wasn't Biden in office, there would be the border all over, but they won't touch that. And also now you're going to put sanctions against Russia. For what reason? Because Russia is not, in my opinion, the threat. The threat is Iran, Russia, and China. That's what you got to watch out for. Joe Biden just won't deal with China. And we just feel that Hunter and Joe have been compromised. That's an opinion, and that's why he won't go after China. Well, but President Biden defending the new sanctions of Russia. He's imposing sanctions on Moscow for cyber attacks. It's such an old school approach is what he's doing. You know, it's just a matter of fact. And then this in the speech. I hate to get up in the morning with you and then put Joe Biden on, but let's hear President Biden for a second, if he would. This is talking about the elections, if you would, Joe. Thank you.
During the campaign for the presidency, I was unequivocal that if I was elected president, I'd respond to any attempt to influence our elections, the last election, and because elections are sacred. They're sovereign undertakings. They're an expression of the will of the American people. And we cannot allow a foreign power to interfere in our democratic process with impunity. And I told them if it turned out that that there was engagement in our elections, that I'd respond.
This is comical. It's comical. And with a straight face. And I think he believes that. Because he doesn't know. The folks in charge know how Joe Biden got elected. You know how Joe Biden got elected, right? Right? And this is now he's telling us about the elections. But if you're a regular person who doesn't follow it, you're going to just kind of go, oh, okay, wow. The Russians. It's comical about the election. Do you know what happened with the election? My goodness gracious. And it was just so, look at state by state what's happening, you know, and you'll see we're discovering state by state all the inappropriate behavior. And I'm being very, very kind. Inappropriate behavior, which translates to, I think, illegal. You know, they just don't care. They're just going to keep going. And they're going to still keep lying to us like that. Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. I don't even want to go here, but you got to go here. Another mass shooting this time at a FedEx facility. And apparently 8 died in, this is in Indianapolis. Now, you know, if you look at the crime stats in Indianapolis, they're not great. And it's a great town, and it's a great people in a great state. But I don't know if this has anything to do with the criminality of Indianapolis or just another wacko. Why does this keep happening? Why is this going on? And it won't stop, and it's happening, you know, since we kind of got out of the pandemic, the mass shootings are back. And I know people are saying, oh, I don't even get conspiratorial on me. The fact is there's crazy people out there. Why aren't we dealing with them? Why isn't Facebook tracking these people? You know you can. They track us. They will lop off Twitter. They'll knock James O'Keefe from Project Veritas off of Twitter because he showed that CNN had a concerted effort to take down President Trump. This is supposed to be an objective news organization. CNN taking down President Trump, and they have video of it. What does Twitter do? They suspend James O'Keefe, who took the video. Now, this is dangerous, and this is what I'm talking about censorship and what's been happening. And now there's got to be red flags. Indianapolis police say a gunman killed at least 8 people before taking his own life at a FedEx facility. They confirmed no law enforcement officers are among the dead. Officers responded a little after 11 p.m. This was just last night to find out what they called a mass casualty situation. One witness, an employee at the facility, said he saw a man with some sort of submachine gun or rifle firing out in the open. Traffic was temporarily shut down. You know, there's no word on the motive. They're going to use guns, but this is a mental problem that people have been doing now for years and years, and I would like to know why we can't get a handle on it. And they're going to talk about guns, and they're going to just that will be the mantra. But in the name of God, rest in peace, all these people. Why does it keep happening? Why does it keep happening? And there's got to be a way if they're going to track you and me, and we're not going to be able to say anything about anything that Jack Dorsey at Twitter or Zuckerberg, anything that they disagree with, they will block you. I'm looking at my Twitter account, and thank you, by the way, for going back and forth. I love that you do that, but they just won't let us get any traction on Twitter. They're watching it. I still don't have a blue check. You know what? I have thousands of people following, watching. We go back and forth. We talk about all the issues of the day. you know, we're not wacky. They will track us. They will track conservatives and people who are peaceful patriots. They will track us, but they can't find these nuts out there, these wackos out there, you know, and it's curious. And I would love to see the president take an original approach and say, we've got to find these people. Unbelievable. Just reading down, breaking down the news. Speaker Pelosi does not support this new bill expanding Supreme Court. She said, you know what? They tried to do it with the 13 seats, expand the Supreme Court. They did a press conference yesterday, and apparently she doesn't want to go along with it. So what are they doing? What game are they playing? Because it's always a game with the so-called Democrats down there. So let's see exactly what they're doing, what they're playing. So the Japanese Prime Minister at the White House today. This is great. This is great. They have a vaccination TV special. This is my favorite. I live for moments like this. This is so great. As a matter of fact, President Biden, let me see, President Obama, Michelle Obama, several, this is going to be like the New Jersey special that they did, are coming together for a TV special about coronavirus. Listen, you know what the name is? Roll Up Your Sleeves. It's Sunday on NBC to educate viewers. They wonder why no one's watching TV now. This is the best, you know. Hey, by the way, do we have that little promo? We have that promo from the...
Live from the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in Hollywood, it's the first annual Roll Up Your Sleeves salute to the COVID-19 vaccine. Starring Michelle Obama. Also starring Dr. Anthony Fauci. Featuring Shields and Yarnell. The Carpenters. Tim Conway. Vincent Price. Extra Added Attraction, Corbett Monica. Senor Wences and Johnny, the musical stylings of Florence Henderson, and now, your master of ceremonies, direct from Hollywood Center Square, Paul Lynde.
Boy, what a lineup. And I thought Bewitched was lowbrow.
You know what? If you're a baby boomer, you got that. Remember those? And listen, I probably was in some of those specials. What am I going to tell you? Joe, that was great. Joe Sibilia put that together. That made me laugh. Shields and Yarnell, man. Weren't they
wonderful.
Mimes? They were mimes. Weren't they mimes?
Yeah, they were mimes.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's funny because when I put that together, I strive to pick people who were only dead. But unfortunately, one of the Carpenters,
I think
Shields is still alive.
Oh, yeah, Shields. You know, and Corbett Monica, very funny guy. Very funny guy, but that's very funny. And Esoteric. Thank you, Joe. Hey, Joseph Billy's here. Albert's here. Piscopo's here. I'm in a mellow mood. I'm looking, except for this horrific shooting in Indianapolis. Why it keeps happening. And it will keep happening. And I know the red flags are out there. And social media just refuses to do anything responsible except do political takedowns. So it's just disconcerting, you know. And Joe, you're feeling much better. You sound better, actually.
I feel a little better, a little more awake. Body aches still. But, you know, from that, I'm no worse for the wear.
And you get your results back hopefully today.
It said 3 to 7 days or something like that. So maybe
that's
next
year.
I'll know.
I keep forgetting we're a banana republic and it takes a while.
Well, you know, the other problem is now is that there are vaccination sites here in New York City where they have unused vaccines. The appointments are open and people are not going.
Really?
Right. So I'm wondering if we're reaching a tipping point where the people that wanted to get the vaccine, that were trying to get it, have now been able to get it. And now it's available to pretty much anybody starting next week. I would encourage people again. I think if you want to go get that shot, you could go to the Javits Center and probably get it without having much of a wait.
I think people don't want to get it now after what happened with J&J. That's what I think. I think people are pulling back, and then they keep wavering. There's nobody in charge. You got to understand in the country, we have nobody in charge. So when they talk about the vaccine, get the vaccine, and you're going like, okay, well, is it good? Oh, they're going to pull that back? Oh, then I need another one? Now they're adding they need another one. They're saying you need a third.
Right.
And we knew that because I knew it was good for about six months. But they're not being honest. There's no one in charge, not at the CDC. There's no one in charge in the White House. So we're kind of on our own. So when people go, I'm not taking that thing, I can't blame them, Al.
No. Again, it's a personal choice if you want to go and get it. But again, I feel safer having it in my body than not having it in my body. And if it's going to be like a flu vaccine where you would have to get it every year, then, you know, that's something you have to consider, too. Either way, it doesn't matter. I don't care which side of the fence that you're on. But if you're going to not get it, then you're going to have to continue to social distance and mask up until we get to a point where we're at herd immunity and it's not going to be an issue.
Is that right? Al, you still smart?
Again, smart. 6 o'clock hour. We'd wait until the 7. I got a big beard delivery today. I don't know. Could be shaky. By 7 o'clock, could be over. Just saying.
You got to use up your smartness.
I know.
I'm not dumb. Like,
well, I
got
to wait
says.
For a washing machine smart. To come to my mom's place today. Smart. So, you know, this is
you
my
got
enjoyment
what? You
on
got
Friday.
What now? What
I had to order a washing machine yeah. at my mom's place because we're yeah. trying to sell it yeah. now. And yeah. the washing machine is broken. Of course, my stupid sister is like, you know, it doesn't matter. Just leave it. It's broken. No, you
just,
can't have a broken machine.
I just saw a post on that. Good morning, Debbie. Debbie's with us, too. Good morning, Debbie.
Hi.
Yeah, it's just, I just saw a funny post saying, you know what? 2020 things, they break. Everything breaks. It's all made
yes.
in communist China, and it breaks in like 8 months, a year.
Right.
It breaks, and then you call, and then you got to go through all the rigmarole. When I was a kid, it was funny. I wish I could find the tweet. They said, refrigerators last. I will outlive you. Your family
right.
will still be here
right.
for generations.
Right.
That is true.
Yeah.
You get that old Frigidaire, you man. It just will last
right.
forever.
Right.
Why don't?
Yeah.
Why does everything break down?
I don't
so
know.
True.
My first refrigerator that I had when I got married, my Amana refrigerator, lasted
yeah,
me almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
it's the shelf life is like, you know, 4 or 5, but. Unfortunately, that's what it is. So for me to repair the washing machine would cost me about
yeah.
$200.
Yep.
I can buy a
yep.
brand new one yep. for $400 and have
it's
a
so
warranty.
True.
Right.
So
my Uncle Ben gave us, I remember when.
Uncle Ben.
Uncle Benny. Rice? Uncle Benny. He was the best. No. When we went, he gave us one Frigidaire, lasted my whole childhood, adulthood. I think it's still someplace in the house. I'm telling you, when they made stuff that worked. They worked.
Yeah,
Deb, how you doing? 6:21 with Debbie on the roads there. Friday, traffic. You okay? You got
I
big
know.
Plans for the weekend? Big plans. Come on, big plans.
You can just got them. To dinner, you know, ooh, here and there, you know, just, you know, work, got to dinner, you know, just like typical. Oh, maybe a little salsa dancing. Oh, work out with my trainer too Saturday morning, you know, get the workout in, you know, just
Marsupial.
The typical
what's your,
stuff.
What's your trainer's name now?
Marcisco.
Oh. That's
yeah.
great.
But I'm
man.
Glad the gyms are open so you can go out, get your exercise,
yeah.
you know.
We're at 75% in Bethlehem in Pennsylvania, and then 50 we keep at in Jersey. We try to, but everything's good. Everything, by the grace of God, is great. People cannot wait to get back to the gym. They just want to get back. The memberships are really quite extraordinary because everybody wants to get back. So We're glad about
mm-hmm.
that. So little by little, we'll get back. Right now, Deb's on the road to 6:22 on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Al. Good morning, Josephilia. Let's see what's happening, guys. Out on the eastbound belt getting into Pennsylvania Avenue, it's an accident over there to watch for. Still busy on the eastbound side of the Gowanus, getting up and out toward the Prospect with a collision and a disabled vehicle. Expect delays on the Cross Bronx eastbound, that ramp to the Deegan. It's a disabled tractor trailer right on the ramp, and that is causing quite a delay. But the inbound GWB Lincoln and the Holland all moving along okay. Let's see what's happening on 280 West, exit 50. In Newark, it's a collision there to watch out for as well. Expect delays on the Cross County eastbound right at the Hutch with an accident blocking one lane over there. So do prepare for some stop-and-go traffic. And traffic is also slowing down on Sunrise Highway eastbound getting out through Hampton Bays with an accident in the process of being cleared. Cloudy today, high of 55. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell is a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code JOEP. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. You will love these My Slippers. 800-651-0798. Promo code JOEP.
What are real people saying about Skechers Archfit footwear? Joe from Hilton Head says, excellent product. I need arch support, and these shoes have it. Joe, Skechers Archfit don't just have arch support. They have podiatrist-certified arch support that was developed with over 20 years of data. These shoes are great for virtually everybody. Next, Pete from New York writes, great for walking. I stand a lot of work, and the Archfit keeps me comfortable. My feet don't feel tired at the end of the day. Okay, Pete gets it. He's walking, working, just living at Skechers Archfit. And since Archfit are the ultimate solution for all-day comfort, his feet still feel good after a long, long day. Now let's hear what Retired for Life from Florida has to say. Bought these for use as everyday wear shoes. The arch support is amazing. All right, look, she's getting the support she needs, and she's also sneaky smart wearing these every day because Skechers Archfit are machine washable, so you can keep them looking great no matter how much you wear them. She's a genius. Feel for yourself what everybody's raving about. Find podiatrist-certified Skechers Archfit at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
We have the best graphics gal, a young gal, Cara at Fusaro. She's doing such a great job. You see, a lot, because people always say they notice all the graphics that are coming out from the show and when we have a guest on or we just add an extra special something. So wanted to thank Cara. I just got off the phone with her. She's great, and her dad's listening. So, Mr. Fusaro, thank you. Yeah, you did a good job as a dad, and Mrs. Fusaro as a mom. She's a great kid, and we appreciate that, you know. The fact that they're Italians, did I look at the Fusaro name and go, we got to hire this girl because she's Italian? No, it was her talent. It was her talent. That's just because they're Italian-Americans. I know. Jerry Crowley, our boss, always goes, why there's so many Italians around, Joe? What are the Italians? I said, we're Brie. We have to stick up for each other. Jerry's a fine, proud Irish gentleman. Hey, Joe on the radio. And by the way, we're all Americans, first and foremost. You know that. So I just took my Relief Factor, you know. I take it now. I take it morning. I take it evening. You can take it three times a day. But the thing is so easy to get out of pain. But I don't understand why people just kind of walk around with pain when you could get the three-week quick start for under $20, $19.95, and it could be at your house in a few days, right? So then it comes to your house. You go, okay, let's try Relief Factor. You can do it as a team project, as a family project. Let's try Relief Factor. So you try three-week quick start. You know, it's a powerful combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil. You know, has four 100% drug-free ingredients. That's what targets your body's inflammation. That stops the pain, right? Relief Factor. That's all you got to do. So go on it together. Go on it with somebody who has pain that wants to get out of pain. In 5 days, the pain dissipated for me. And it's like a miracle for me. And I'm telling you what, I did not think the pain in my knee, I never in a million years thought the pain in my shoulder would go away. And I don't even want to think about it because I don't want to jinx it. You know what I'm saying? So just try Relief Factor. And don't forget that Pete and Seth Talbot came up with this three-week quick start to see if we could get you out of pain. And I worry about you, all right? Fair enough? Fair enough. ReliefFactor.com or call, please, 800-500-8384.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Joe on the radio, Charles Finch checking in. Professor, happy Friday, Charlie. What are you thinking today, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. Why did the chicken cross the road?
I'm afraid to ask. Why, Charlie?
To avoid the COVID-19, of course, Joe. Social distancing, smart chicken, and, of course, they hit her with congestion pricing. Now, speaking of chickens, Joe, there has never been a scintilla of proof that the COVID virus was caused by bats or the wet market. How do we know this? Because over the last tragic year, there's been no evidence that the virus has spread to animals. This virus, as your medical experts will tell you, is both simple. That's why Pfizer and the other companies have been easily developing a vaccine. There's still no vaccine for the common cold or AIDS, Joe. But it's also insidiously, to quote your sister Carol, complex, because it's constantly mutating against the virus, just like the flu pandemic 100 years ago. Hope that makes sense. One more thing, Joe, on our Hollywood vice president. Yeah. As Snoop Dogg, Willie Nelson, and maybe even Doobie Doobie Doo Cthulhu will tell you, the camel a cackle is caused by the chronic, to use a ghetto term. Why are they delaying her trip to the south of the border, in my view?
Yeah.
In order to hide her stash from the Secret Service. New Paul McCartney album out today, James Rosen. Have a great weekend, everybody.
There it is. Thank you, Charlie. Yeah, you know, I just heard a podcast that I was listening to, just doing some research for this morning, and they were talking about it's all leading to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. We talked about it from day one, and thanks to Gordon Chang. And Peter Navarro helped, but Gordon Chang was a gentleman, and again, a measured, decent man, Gordon is, and he comes on the air, a Chinese-American, a Jersey boy, and he goes, you know, we think it probably was developed there. Was the one thing I could not corner Gordon Chang on, and I asked him 1,000 times, and he's still kind enough to come on the show, even though I'm annoying enough to go, it's a bioweapon, right? Right, Gordon? The bioweapon. And he remember, I couldn't nail that. So when people say, Joe, was this a weapon that the communists developed to take out the world? Yeah, you know what? I think probably it was, but I have no proof for that. I have to lean on the experts because I don't just shoot from the hip. I really don't. You know, I want to think, what's the research? And the research is they bought a bat 800 miles away. Why are you going to bring a bat from 800 miles away to the Wuhan Institute of Virology in the Hubei province of China, in Wuhan there? And they got out. It got out. Once it was out, and Mr. Chang said, once it was out, Xi let it go. President Xi just let it go. So that's why I get incensed. And I'm trying to be calm on Friday because, you know, Lord knows we get fired up enough all during the week. But when Joe Biden goes after Vladimir Putin in Russia, give me a break. That's a distraction. It's all a distraction. And I feel more than ever. And again, this is not being conspiratorial. This is just the evidence. Joe Biden is compromised with Hunter Biden. And they're bought and sold. And the press will not look into this. And then when we always say, well, the mainstream media, they've just been going, they've been editing and they've been censoring. And then James from Project Veritas, James O'Keefe from Project Veritas, comes up with video from a technical director from CNN that says, yep, oh, yeah, yeah, we've found out that this is the guy from CNN going, we just want to cause fear because fear sells. We want to divide and we want to bring Donald Trump down. This is a news outlet that's doing it. No one is on the story. You'll hear everybody on Fox talking about it. Newsmax will talk about it. One America News will talk about it. But you'll not hear it in the mainstream media. They just cover themselves. And it's scary because there's video. And now what does Twitter do? What does Dorsey do? They suspend the account of James O'Keefe on Twitter because he has evidence that CNN really, and not only just, I guess there's no legal law, but the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, should be all over CNN saying, wait, you mean you intentionally tried to bring down a president? You and I know that happened. That's exactly what they did. President Trump had every single news organization that was mainstream media after him. And here it is in proof. Shouldn't the FCC shut this person down? Shouldn't they shut him down? I mean, that's an objective question, right? Oh, my Lord. And then President Biden going after Russia, that's a distraction because it's China that is the problem. China is the brains. China is the power. And I say that with respect. I got to tell you something. They are so good. They are so smart. They are. Right. To use Carol's word, Charlie, that was so funny. My sister says insidious. It's a great word because that's what the virus is and that's what the communists are. And they're trying to take us down. And they think we're dumb. You and I, we know all these things. We know all these things, and you're sitting there and you're just going, well, what can we do about it? And we can keep talking about it, and hopefully it will surface, and someone will have enough courage to make a change. Meantime, I'm feeling good about the House, the Senate in a couple years. Less than a couple of years, 2022, a year away, we could make a change because we make the change, everything will come back. So maybe that's why I'm calm. I know that it is cyclical. Politics is cyclical. And as this country starts to get away, as regular Americans see how mad, how absolutely deranged the regressive socialists are and how much they want to rip down this country, people are going to go, whoa, that's bad. So now does Donald Trump come back? Does Ron DeSantis come in? Does former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo come in? whoever comes in, you know, it's going to, I really believe, come back. So we'll be all right. You know, I think we'll be all right. I'm keeping my fingers crossed and making the sign of the cross while I say that. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It is Friday. Give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking. And hopefully you're ready for a nice weekend. It's 877-970-2999. Piscopo is here. Joey Sebelius sounds better. Makes me feel better. I'm like dork dad, you know, checking out on his kids. Are you okay? Okay. He seems to be okay. Big Al's here. Al's intelligent factor runs roughly to 10. 9 to 10, it fades a little bit. But right now we got Al strong, locked and loaded. He's ready to go. Ready to go. That's the way. It's like how they handle. That's how they handle Joe Biden. You know, get him out there now. He's good.
What?
We can understand.
Al, can I do it in this voice? Can I read the news like this?
Absolutely, you sure can. And Debbie's on the road. And we got a great show for you. I'm excited. Marsha Blackburn's going to join us. A great guy. Lou Dobbs on the show, too. We love Lou and Joe Borelli and Mike Gallagher. The mayor of Patterson, New Jersey, doing great things. There's my wheelhouse. Helping out the inner cities. Andre Saya doing a great job. James Rosen. Well, today I feel like talking more about Beatles than anything else. So anything could happen. And then my dear friend, Madison Jesciotto. What a great gal. You know, just a very smart, young, future of America gal. And she got married, and she's got her new name, Madison Jesciotto Gilbert. We'll talk to her about that as well. Joe on the radio, Big Al standing by, smart, locked and loaded on AM 970, The Answer. Take it away, Big Al.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
43 degrees at 635. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York mayoral frontrunner Andrew Yang facing criticism over a Twitter video. The video shows an unidentified man using the B word to describe women, and Yang laughing in response. A small group of elected women, including Senator Alessandra Biaggi, released a statement saying that reads in part, "Andrew Yang has failed the test. We deserve better." Meanwhile, Yang's campaign responded with a statement saying Yang was reacting quickly to an awkward moment with someone he didn't know on the subway. Fairleigh Dickinson University has announced that students must be vaccinated against COVID-19 when they return to campus this fall. University officials say students attending either the Metropolitan Campus in Hackensack and Teaneck or the Florham Campus in Madison must be completely vaccinated before attending classes this fall. Weeks ago, officials at Rutgers University announced they would require students to be fully vaccinated before classes start this fall. In sports, Mets and Phillies rained out. It'll be made up on June 25th. The Rangers shut out the Devils 4-0. Islanders lost to the Bruins 4-1. And Nets forward LaMarcus Aldridge calling it a career. The 35-year-old big man abruptly announced his retirement Thursday after experiencing an irregular heartbeat during Saturday's game against the Lakers. The Nets just got Aldridge after a buyout with the Spurs. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go out to Sunrise Highway. Sunrise Highway eastbound over at Hampton Bays. We're getting reports of an accident there. Traffic slowing down cross Bronx eastbound by the Deegan, but a disabled truck cleared from the ramp over at the Deegan. Traffic still moving solely on the westbound BQE through Meeker Morgan. LIE westbound on the brakes through Woodhaven Boulevard. Still okay at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Heading to the inbound GWB about 15 minutes in because of the earlier problems on the cross Bronx. Lincoln and the Holland Tunnels moving along okay. 280 West exit 15 in Newark. An accident there was just cleared out of the way. And over on Central Park Ave, Route 100, in toward Palmer Road in Yonkers, we're getting reports of a multi-vehicle accident there. The Cross County eastbound getting into the Hutch, an accident taking out the left lane. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today with a high going up to 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 60. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Quicken, presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Telling you about Route 22 Toyota because they're, you know, adhering to all the CDC guidelines. Listen, if someone's going to fog a vehicle, you know I'm going to tell you about it. I love that. You know, fog me, baby. That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, everything is all safe and sound over at Route 22 Toyota. And you don't have to deal with dummies. And you go to the state-of-the-art service center right there in Hillside, New Jersey, right? And Alex Kinsella and the team, they get it right. Now, if you want to buy a car, like Al just did at Route 22 Toyota, You can call 855-621-9949. Look, I heard you on Joe's show. I heard Al bought the car. You know, my sister Carol bought the car. I'm telling you, everybody's getting a car from Route 22 Toyota. You got to call 855-621-9949. For qualified buyers, 0% APR financing up to 60 months, right? Right? 0%. It's 0% interest up to 5 years. Check that out. And I love zero down leases. Ask Alex, ask the team about the great deals that you heard about on the Piscopo Show. 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. You don't have to deal with dummies. You call Route 22 Toyota. They'll get you driving a brand spanking new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. And that, my friend, is a smart way to buy. We love Route 22 Toyota. With a shout out to Iggy. These are our friends. This is the family that can take care of you when you want to buy a car or you want your car incredibly serviced and fogged. Come on, now you're talking to me. Route 22 Toyota, located on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer. Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
You're very kind to call. I see the phone calls. I'll go there in a second. You know, I can remember when September 11th, when all of that happened. Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, I went down to ground zero down there. It must have been a month after, maybe 6 weeks after. And, I mean, I tell you what, I couldn't breathe. You couldn't breathe. The air was so filled with all that, all the, you know, carcinogens that are out there and people affected by 9/11 and seeing lives lost. And then people who went in to save lives are lost. Well, we celebrate, we remember those heroes, those heroines that we lost on 9/11. And this year is Tunnels to Towers' 20th year honoring and supporting our nation's greatest heroes and their families, thanks to the support of folks like you, you know. And Tunnels to Towers, I got to tell you, they've been supporting America's frontline heroes since 9/11. They know. They don't forget. So when a law enforcement person, a first responder, military service member, does not come home and a family is devastated, Tunnel to Towers steps up, pays off the mortgage for that family. I mean, I've seen it firsthand, and I'm in awe every time I see it. And then the veterans I keep telling you about, and I got to lean into this because when I see these catastrophically injured veterans, you know what I keep thinking about? And I know you see the Tunnel to Towers announcements on TV. It's like when those poor soldiers put their lives on the line and you know, they're just on the battlefield laying there, yet they come home, they're catastrophically injured. Well, now they can't get around, and they're independent warriors, you know? Well, that's where Tunnel to Towers steps up. They build mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our country's most severely injured patriots to live more independent lives. That's what Tunnel to Towers is all about. I tell you what, I've been with Tunnel to Towers over 10 years, and I'm still in awe of the good that Tunnel to Towers does. And so let's please mark the 20th anniversary of 9/11 by donating $11 a month at T2T.org. Simple as that. It's only $11 a month. A T, the number 2, and then T.org. Thank you for your support of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Oh, my goodness. Someone's tweeting that there's apparently a dead heat marathon. All right, we love it. Brandon on Twitter, thank you. Zombies, you know, me and Treat Williams, I'm just saying. Say what you will about Dead Heat. We were ahead of the curve on the zombie thing, man. I'm telling you, we did this 30 years ago, whatever it was. And the only reason Treat and I wanted to work with the great Treat Williams, great actor, great guy. But we wanted to work with Vincent Price. And we got to work with Vincent Price and Darren McGavin, you know. So we had a great time. But still, ahead of the curve, zombie-wise, I'm just saying. Hey, let me go to Martha if I can. Martha, thank you for calling. What are you thinking this morning?
Hi, Joe. Thank you so much for taking my call, and
thank you
for being a voice for all of us. We are so grateful for you.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
I mean it, really. The reason I'm calling, a couple things. A good piece of news is that there are Dems in the New York circle that are defecting to the Republican side, and we can be grateful for that and pray and hope that across the nation that will take place as they see the insanity in their party.
Yeah.
And the second thing I wanted to mention is you were talking about the 2022 election, and if we do not defeat H.R. 1, this so-called voting reform bill, we won't see a Republican in office very often. I mean, a few states, of course, will remain red, but we've got to do everything we can, calling senators, calling representatives, even Schumer, and plaguing them that they will not put this thing into power, because it is just, it's creating a one-party state, that's what communism is. Thanks, Joe. Have a great weekend.
Martha, thank you. Thank you for your kind words. God bless you and appreciate that very much. The H.R. 1, this bill, they're trying to jam down our throats, is. It's the federalization of voting is what they want to federalize. Vote local too. And they want to not give you the opportunity to go to court. Remember that in that H.R. 1 bill, they said they put it, well, if you go in, you could only have one attorney and you could only do oral arguments. This is scary. And the fact that, again, that the mainstream media, and thank God the mainstream media is going away, because for the mainstream media to lose, if I can, the mainstream media to lose 10% of its viewership. You know, and then there's all sorts of, I was telling me the other day, all sorts of changes in news directors now because they're panicking. In a pandemic, when people are watching TV, the one group that lost the most viewers is network news, and you could thank God for that. 10%. You know why? Because they're lying to us, and they won't. When my buddy Lester Holt, I love Lester Holt. I'm a fan of his style. I love Lester on the air. I tell you, it's just great. I know you don't like to hear that, but when Lester goes, look, you know, we will determine what the news is, and Lester's always welcome on this show. Matter of fact, we chatted with him one time, but when Lester said he wanted to award, he goes, we will determine what is truthful and what's not. You mean like the Mueller probe? Lester, come on. Like the Russia hoax going after President Trump inside out and backwards every single day, yet you won't even talk about the front story every day should be the border, the humanitarian crisis of the border. The story should be, go to Indianapolis where this massacre was. There's 8 people killed at this FedEx facility in Indianapolis. Check the crime stats in Indianapolis. Check that. And why aren't we staying on that? Why aren't we staying in East St. Louis, Illinois, the south side of Chicago? The press doesn't care. And now the press lets us, to Martha's point, jam down that H.R. 1 to federalize elections. So this is the good news. This is the good news. And maybe why I'm a tad mellow this morning on this Friday. Because look at what Ron DeSantis is doing in Florida. How great is this guy? I mean, really, I don't even know him. I don't know him. And you know, my style, I like the bluster of a Donald Trump. I like that, you know, it just makes me smile. And when Donald Trump does a press conference, I can't turn it off. All right, call me nuts, whatever. I understand. I don't know, maybe because I've known Donald Trump 30 years, whatever it is. But Ron DeSantis doing a great job down there in Florida. So you're going to go state by state. They jammed down H.R. 1. That's worst case scenario, you know. And you got these lifelong bureaucrats like Pelosi, like Schumer, like Nadler, like Schiff, like all these kind of strange cats that are out there running the Democratic Party, whatever it is. And then they're going to try to jam this down. The states will turn it over. Hopefully the state legislatures will turn it over. And what you don't hear about, and what I'm afraid to talk about because I'm afraid I'll get censored again, the states are now seeing the illegalities and the marginal inappropriate nature of the 2020 election. How was that? Was that safe enough that I said it like that? You got to be careful because the Google Meisters will come and they'll shut you down. I mean, because God forbid you say something, it's like you talk about election. And by the way, when Ed Markey, the senator, goes out there and he starts talking about packing, you know, you got to add, you know, 13 to the Supreme Court, and he goes, the Republicans stole the Supreme Court. Why can he say, why can Markey yesterday say, use the word stole? But if I say stole the election, if I say those words, you see that? They will catch it, they'll shut us down. Because if I say November 3rd, the Democrats stole the election. I can't say that because I don't know why I can't say that, but I can't say that because the big monolith that is the mainstream media that runs everything, Facebook and Twitter and Google, you can't say that. But Markey can get up there and say they stole the election. Give me a break. So I think no matter what they do, the states will come around. And you'll see more states, I think, come to the common sense. In the meantime, you and I, have to stay so vigilant because we are just a sliver. We keep losing in the House by only about 10 votes. And I'm telling you this, when you see Nicole Malliotakis, she's kind enough to come on the show, and you see Congressman Garbarino, you know, Long Island, coming on, there's going to be a big slew, I think, of these new Republicans. And I'm not a Republican, so I have to speak objectively here as an American concerned about the country. Once these Republicans who believe in America get back into the House, and if you could shift the Senate, we'll be all right. So my hope is high, but that's today. Talk to me on Monday. Right now, I'm in a mellow mood today. I said, but talk to you. And it's early yet. Al is smart. What do you got? A couple hours before your smartness?
Joseph, no, my Billion. Smartness disappears very rapidly. I told you. I have a couple of good things, and then, you know, it's over. Short burst.
Like everybody says.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. I mean, I would say I'd estimate by 8:05 I'm going to be as dumb as a stump.
Fredo? Fredo, I don't want you ever around. If my mother's around, I want to know a day in advance. Great speech.
It is a great speech. It is. I'm telling you, every scene, and it's one of those movies, it sucks you in. Casino is the same way. Goodfellas, yeah. they all have their unique
Excuse
points.
Me.
Did you or did you not?
Did you not? Senator, did you or did you not get my Ace
Rothstein glasses on? But think about it. When you're flicking the channel, it doesn't even matter if it's on like regular TV, especially The Godfather. I mean, if it's on regular TV, there's no cursing in it, so there's nothing really objectionable. Whenever you see a particular movie that you love, you have to stop. It sucks you in.
True. Casino, Godfather, Dead Heat. I mean, you want to...
right.
The classics. Right?
The classics, right.
Oh, 651, Deb's out there looking out for you this morning right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, guys, let's take a ride, see what's happening here on Central Park Ave, getting right into Palmer Road in Yonkers. It's a multi-vehicle accident. Also, the New England Thruway southbound slowing down, getting down toward the area of 287. It looks like an accident in Port Chester. One lane is blocked over there. Cross County eastbound at the Hutch, it's another collision. Traffic slowing down as you head to the inbound GWB. 15 minutes in, Lincoln and the Holland still moving along okay. Problems on the FDR Drive south in the 70s. A collision taking two lanes. It's a multi-vehicle accident there to watch out for. Traffic is still moving slowly on the LIE westbound right through Casino Boulevard. Sunrise Highway eastbound getting out through Hampton Bays. Crews are still working on a collision over there as well. Traffic starting to slow down for you on Route 1 northbound getting up toward Route 18 getting out through New Brunswick. And if you're taking a ride to 280 westbound out by exit 15, some earlier problems cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Jerry Hickey at Invite Health here. All of us have to take care of our heart and memory. That's why I start my day with Resveratrol Max. In human clinical research, 200 milligrams of trans-resveratrol supports memory, offers maximum benefit for your brain, and protects your heart. Resveratrol Max is formulated with grapeseed extract and quercetin and offered in oxygen and light-resistant vegetable capsules to amplify and maintain the benefits of resveratrol. Buy one bottle of Resveratrol Max at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Order now and get free shipping. Speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week or call to order now at 800-789-1125. The number for Invite, 800-789-1125. Visit InviteHealth.com for product information or to find our retail locations. Trust a brand offering the highest quality products made with evidence-based ingredients from clinical studies. Call Invite at 800-789-1125 for Resveratrol Max now.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
We'll see clouds and some breaks of sunshine this morning. It'll be mostly cloudy the rest of the day, and there'll be a couple of showers around from midday on. Breezy and quite cooler. High today, just 54. A stray shower early tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy. Breezy and chilly overnight, though 42. For tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun with a cool breeze, high 58. Sunday, more clouds and sun, high 62. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio telling you about Trinitas Regional Medical Center. Trinitas Regional Medical Center, where I'm so proud to tell you about Trinitas. They really are, they're so caring. And I know because we were just there last week. And then, you know, I just didn't feel great. Oh, my gosh, the whole medical team came. They came. It was great. I had anything I needed. I have to tell you, we say in a joking way because I thought, well, no, I got this. Okay, I just felt a little low blood sugar. They took an EKG. They took blood. They took, they put the saline. I tell you, I've never seen a hospital so concerned. Comfort and caring. And then this. When I visited the Comprehensive Cancer Center in Elizabeth at Trinitas last year, and I walked through, and I saw the patients. And now, don't forget, I knew Al had cancer, you know, and I had the thyroid cancer in 81. And you can't tell anybody who hasn't had it, but when they tell you got the C word, you got cancer. You know what? You could work through it. You can outlive it now. And it gave me solace to see how caring the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center is. I saw it. I saw people getting chemo. I saw it right there. Walked through it, you know, and it was just so inspiring to see, you know, because I knew what it was like, man. And the entire staff at Trinitas works together to devise the most effective range of treatment therapies for each and every patient individually. Cancer care navigators, how about that? They help patients manage all the physical, emotional, spiritual aspects of living with cancer. It's a caring, compassionate, uplifting setting. I've been there. I've seen it. Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center. They bring a comforting and targeted approach to cancer care. So take a moment, please. Call the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center at 908-994-8000. It's 908-994-8000. Get more information about cancer care delivered with the whole patient in mind. It's 908-994-8000.
Ben Shapiro, coming up at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Johnny Cash. Oh, Johnny Cash.
Love it. Gotta let it go. Good way to start the Friday.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Johnny, can't let it go. I'll keep it going now. I like this. This is where he goes into his Johnny Cash voice. I love this.
I find it very, very easy to be true.
Oh, yeah.
I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
What a gentleman. What an absolute gentleman. He hosted Saturday Night Live. I'm a kid. Johnny Cash came in with June Carter Cash, and he hosted the show. And he was great, and he was warm, and he was wonderful. And when you meet your heroes, you know? Man, one of the great, true, great American legends, Johnny Cash right there. Thank you, Albert. Joe on the radio, it's a couple minutes away from 7 o'clock already. It is Friday, and Madison Jesiota Gilbert, newly married, will join us on the air. James Rosen, we'll talk Beatles, we'll talk news of the day with the national correspondent for the Sinclair Broadcast Group, a New York Times bestselling author as well. Andre Saya is the mayor of Paterson, New Jersey. I was born right next door in Passaic. Some good things are happening in Paterson. We want to tell you about the good things happening in the great state of New Jersey. Councilman Joe Borelli is going to join us. Mike Gallagher, our buddy, will check in. Senator Marsha Blackburn, one of our all-time favorites. Senator Blackburn will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. And my friend personally is Lou Dobbs. Good guy, good man. He will join us in the 9 o'clock hour as well. It's Joe Piscopo with Joe and Al and Debbie. We're here for you, and we are coming right back at you.